The Best of Ourselves segment with Marcia Hyatt, who joins us this morning by phone. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
How are you?
Life is good. How are you?
Doing good, too.
Excellent. Excellent.
What's our topic today?
Well, we're continuing on the gratitude theme for the month of November. And as you may recall, we've talked about it generally. And then last week we talked about being gratefulness and stuff. A quote that kind of captures last week's conversation from Koenig is, "We tend to forget that happiness doesn't come as a result of getting something we don't have, but rather of recognizing and appreciating what we do have."
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of last week. So this week, I want us to focus on being grateful to those around us, showing appreciation. And how consciously do we do that? And do we do it in a way that works? And then next week, I'd like us to talk about being grateful for ourselves, the whole package, the flawed and the beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Warts and all, huh?
Yeah. So the question I want to explore today is, when does showing appreciation work? And when, if not, does it not work? I mean, do you have any experiences where someone showed you appreciation and it didn't land as intended?
Hmm. I have to think about that.
You know, for me, you know, sometimes there's some people that just throw out superlatives without a lot of content.
Mm.
And so I don't know, you know, if it's genuine. I mean, it's not that it's not genuine, I just don't know. Because mm-hmm. they'll just say, "Oh, you're just so great." Well, good. Thank you for recognizing that. any reason why? So there's that. Or, of course, it's really clear ingratiating. "Oh, I love your hair. And would you do this for me today?"
Yeah.
That clearly, you know, doesn't land. Can you think of anything that doesn't necessarily land for you?
Nothing is coming to mind. But, I mean, you know, what you said about somebody who seems to be just throwing it out without much credibility,
yeah.
I guess, is the deal, where they just sort of throw that out as a way of lubricating something, you know, to get what they want or, you know, to socially just, it's acceptable.
Right. Or they just took a class on managing employees and they come back and have in their calendar, "I need to recognize somebody today.
I recognize you," they say to me. And I just don't, I don't believe them for a minute.
Well, the first piece of that for me then is the genuineness of it.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, I know personally, I could turn up the appreciation 100-fold and not be overdone. I just often take things for granted.
Mm.
And so just noting that and genuinely acknowledging that is the first piece. So knowing that I'm not doing it to try to get something, or I'm not doing it to like me, but I'm doing it because I've taken note and I really appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
And the second part about that is, the more specific I am about how it impacts me, helps it land a little better. So if I just say, you know, "You're a really good teacher," well, thanks. And if I say, how you explained that today really made sense to me, and here's how it made sense to me, or that exercise we did, and here's how it impacted me, it's just more easy for the person to take in the compliment because they know what it's about.
Right.
And two, you're not labeling that person as who they are. You are a blank.
Mm-hmm.
You are instead owning your own experience and sharing that, which makes it, I think, a little easier for us to take in, and also not inadvertently a judgment.
Mm-hmm.
So that, being more conscious about that. So I often will just throw out the generic, "Oh, I so appreciate what you do for me." Well, you know, when you to Sarah, who works with me all the time, when you take the initiative to take care of problems, so when I come home, it's resolved, it just makes my life so much easier. I so appreciate that. That lands differently than, you know, "Great job."
Mm-hmm.
So she understands. So that being specific really, really helps. And then here's the other piece of this. When you're the receiver of it, how not to be like a paved parking lot and have it just roll off like rain. Yeah, the rain. Now, how to be more receptive. I know you and I have talked about this off the air, CJ. You know, how to be able to take in other people's appreciation and not just say, "Oh, no, it's this, you know, I just do that because it's my job." Or, you
mm-hmm.
know, as opposed to just allowing, "Well, thank you. That's,
mm-hmm.
that's really nice to hear." How much more gracious and affirming we can allow the appreciations to be when they come our way. I know it's a lot easier for me when I give an appreciation to someone and they take it in as opposed to saying, oh, no. I'm not that great. Mm-hmm. So on the other end of expressing appreciation. So the assignment for me and for you and anyone listening who chooses to take it on is to this week just note, and if you're doing a gratefulness journal at the end of the day, terrific, to note what you're grateful for. That's so helpful. And the second piece is to note the people around you and what you're grateful for in terms of who they are, how they show up, the ways they support you. You know, like my husband today helping me when I overslept and, you know, rushing around helping me get out the door for this meeting I'm in today. Mm-hmm. And just to stop and just say, thank you so much. I really appreciate that you're always there for me in this way.
Yep.
So taking a note to do that this week, because as Mother Teresa said, there's more hunger for love and appreciation in the world than for bread.
Wow.
So we can't overdo it as long as it's genuine and we do it from our experience in a good intentioned way. So gratefulness around us this week and see what we can learn from that.
Excellent.
All righty.
Thank you, Marcia.
Nice being with you, CJ.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.